Know your church fathers. Clement of Rome lived from AD 30 to 100, was a student of the Apostle Peter, and served as the Bishop of Rome. He wrote a letter to the troubled church in Corinth, warning against envy and immorality, emphasizing humility and repentance. His letter continued to be read during worship services for 80 years. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
This is against my better judgment. Hello, this is Wretched Radio. Okay, Jimmy, what's the latest on the... We've just lost our minds. The church that hosted a men's conference that featured a former male stripper doing a pole dance.
Yeah.
And then Mark Driscoll, apparently a part of the conference as a guest, came out and denounced it, saying, hey, that was bad. So what's the latest skinny on this?
Right. So I don't know all of the details, but what I've gathered is there are a number of Christians who are applauding what Driscoll said. And again, I don't know exactly what it was. But then there are more level-headed Christians coming out and saying it doesn't matter if he said something good or not.
He's still Mark Driscoll, and he's still disqualified from pastoral ministry.
Right.
All right. So is it how many more days? What's the shelf life on this spectacle?
Hopefully by the end of today.
Hey, gavilta fish. Well, please note this. Dr. Adam Tyson's podcast for young men, there will be no male strippers involved. Now that's a promise we're willing to make and keep here at Wretched Radio. Would you please consider visiting wretched.org? We have got a very big initiative that we are launching. It does include Dr. Adam Tyson. He's going to be doing a podcast for young men. Dr. Greg Gifford, he's going to keep doing the Transform podcast, which you should go listen to. Dr. John Kratz is going to teach us how to apply theology to our affections, our emotions, our wills, because there shouldn't be a disconnect between the two. Theology should do something. Dr. John Kratz is going to focus on just that. There are 8 fellows that are going to be doing podcasts, writing books, doing Sunday school materials. It is a huge initiative, and we have a matching gift campaign right now. $250,000 matching campaign. Visit wretched.org if you'd like to work with us. We would love your partnership. That's why we call ourselves Gospel Partners Media. This is our Christian version of the Daily Wire. More voices speaking into the darkness in support of the local church and local pastors. Please consider partnering with us. This is strong. This is a big thing. And this is going to make an impact. And we cannot do it without you. Please consider partnering with us at wretched.org. It is our bold new initiative. By the way, Jimmy, hold on. I found that thing last week. James Smith. Do you remember that name?
I do not.
Dead guy. Puritan. Okay. He was talking. I was trying to remember his quote about peculiar sins. For the person who has committed whoppers, who has committed the sin that they don't want anybody to know about, they've lived a lifestyle that they would like to keep it in the closet, and fears that God might not be able to forgive them. Or if he does, well, begrudgingly. We need to understand, God doesn't say begrudgingly. Sorry, but that was my sermon on Sunday at Alpharetta Bible Church. You can learn more at alpharettabiblechurch.org. Jesus wants people to be saved. He wants really bad sinners to be saved. That is his desire. And he is most glorified when people are more depraved and get saved. And he hearkens to everybody. You come. Oh, you're thirsty? Come to the living water. He'll save abundantly. So here's the James Smith. Can God save such a sinner as I am? Yes. Let your sins be ever so numerous. ever so aggravated, ever so peculiar. And then he goes about the business of defining peculiar sins without naming any particular sin. Here's what he said. The demerit of your sin is not for one moment to be compared with the merit of Christ. That's a Puritan right there. They preach the gospel. They didn't just preach fire and damnation. They preach the gospel. Never compare the demerits of your sin with the merits of Christ. There's no comparison. Your sins may be like a drop of filthy water, but the merit of Christ is like an ocean of clear, pure, living water in which, if you trust in him, that drop will be swallowed up, absorbed, and lost forever. What a picture. By the way, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, he uses a lot of word pictures when he preaches. Super helpful. When he's talking about the deception of the people who build their life, their home, their spiritual life, their eternity on sand. And what happened? The rains come and they get washed out. That part of the world, they understood that imagery quite clearly because they can go for months without rain and then, boom, the heavens open and water comes pouring down and the river banks bulge and they overflow and they just take everything that was built lazily, because that is the person who actually built their life on the sand. Because sand settles. Sand doesn't settle on a mountainside. It comes down to a flat area. And people who are lazy don't do the digging to get down to the foundation. They just put it on the sand. And what happens? Whoosh! And Jesus warns, don't be a fool. Be wise. Build it on the rock, which is Christ, which is 1 Corinthians 10 and 1 Corinthians 3. And the imagery that he used, people would have been like, I get that. When those torrential rains hit and the floods happen, we get swept away. Good imagery from Jesus. Back to James Smith. Yours are the sins of a finite creature. His is the merit of the infinite God. If no atonement had been made, or if the power of Christ to atone had been finite, then we would suppose that there would be some difficulty for God. But there is an atonement, and that atonement was made by the one whose merit, worth, and power to atone were infinite. And therefore, there's no difficulty. Have you committed peculiar sins? And you think that Jesus can't forgive you, won't forgive you? He came to this planet so that you could be forgiven. The Lord Jesus Christ saved some of the greatest sinners called the ungodly, the enemies of God, like Manasseh, the dying thief, Saul of Tarsus. And he made an atonement for the sins of such sinners because his blood cleanses us from all sin. God enjoys showing mercy. It is his delight. Another Puritan, maybe it was Thomas Watson, that mercy is his darling attribute. He loves showing mercy. You say, well, what about the wrath business? We got to be careful with dividing up God's person. He's simple in that he's one, and he's not made of components and parts like a jigsaw puzzle. He doesn't have attributes that make him. He just is. But the Bible describes him as love. God is love. You say, what about his wrath? His wrath is his peculiar attribute. And it also was reading some commentators on this, that his wrath flows out of his love. You say, how does that work? He flows out of his love for justice and righteousness and goodness and everything that is pure, lovely, and worthy of praise. So he will pour out his wrath, but it's peculiar. He's the God of love who loves to save. That's his face. God enjoys showing mercy. It is his delight. He will abundantly pardon with pleasure, freely, forever. Doubt not, question not, fear not, but apply at once. Apply with confidence, for with the Lord there is mercy and plenteous redemption. Christ is full of compassion and sympathy, plenteous in mercy. He sympathizes with and pities sinners such as you are. He has an ocean of mercy and will glorify it in such as you. if you are the most wicked, unfeeling, depraved, and peculiar sinner that ever breathed, the Lord Jesus Christ is the most powerful, the most merciful, and the most peculiar Savior, so that coming to Him, you'll be very well matched. You'll obtain a peculiar salvation in a peculiar way, and He will get peculiar glory in saving such a peculiar sinner. Be sure of this. The most peculiar sinner who comes to Christ will not be lost. I love this quote. Hell will never have to boast that it is one such sinner there, one who is so peculiarly depraved and wicked that Christ could not gain for him access to heaven. Satan will never be able to point to anyone and say, that one was so vile, so wicked, that even though he wanted to be saved, the Lord Jesus wasn't able or willing to save him. Satan can never utter that because he is mighty to save. And if you have committed peculiar sins, come to Christ. He will welcome you because he delights in saving peculiar sinners and receiving peculiar glory. This is Wretched Radio.
Well, this is a brave new world we're living in. We all know that. We experience it daily. And we here at Gospel Partners Media have decided to do something about it. A bold new initiative is on the horizon. We are embarking upon our largest endeavor ever. Our version of the Daily Wire, a Christian Daily Wire. 8 new, powerful, theological voices will be joining this ministry. Men like Dr. Adam Tyson, Dr. Andrew Walker, Pastor Tim Challies, Pastor Brad Bigney, among others, will be joining our effort to stand up and speak boldly into our darkening culture. Currently underway is a $250,000 match campaign, which means every dollar you're able to give to this new initiative will be matched, essentially doubled. You can find out more details right now at wretched.org/fellows. That's wretched.org/fellows.
I'm so excited about this. That's right. I'm actually giddy about Bibles. We are going to be doing another campaign with our good friends at the Masters Academy International. We're going to be sending MacArthur Study Bibles to places that, for various reasons, our brothers and sisters don't have study Bibles. And we did a campaign to the Philippines. 10,000 Bibles were sent to our brothers and sisters in the Philippines. I think we're either going to do another 10 or 15,000 to countries whose names we better not speak. So be on the lookout for it. And if you'd like to start even supporting that now, that would rock. You can learn more about the amazing Masters Academy International. Don't forget, they've got the mini seminaries around the globe training indigenous pastors to rightly divide the word of truth. Telling you, first-class ministry with generational impact. You can learn more at wretched.org/Bible.
Are you ready to go on an adventure that tackles life's biggest questions head on? Well, we invite you to join John Fabares and Jake Ream on a riveting journey in Road Trip to Truth Season 4. This season, they're hitting the road to explore deep questions about sin, atheism, racism, and the very nature of truth itself. Through candid conversations with university students and wisdom from experts, this season delivers some unwavering answers from a biblical perspective. Whether it's understanding the realities of heaven and hell, navigating the complexities of marriage, or uncovering the truths about money and forgiveness, Road Trip to Truth Season 4 will be your guide. It's perfect for youth groups, families, or anyone who seeks to defend their faith with confidence. Road Trip to Truth has been more than a series. It's a tool for sparking meaningful discussions and inspiring a commitment to the gospel. So if you're ready to head out on a road trip, buckle up for the truth. Road Trip to Truth Season 4, available now at wretched.org/4.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the Son of Man. Daniel chapter 7 describes the Son of Man who came from heaven, received worship from all nations, and rules a kingdom that will never be destroyed. Jesus uses this title to affirm that he is fully human and fully divine. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
You be the judge.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Order in the court.
This is Erection Radio. Prepare to play one of America. I don't know why I'm talking like this. Prepare to play one of America's fastest growing games. I'm Todd Pardo. Do you remember that guy? He had some pipes. Fern Lundquist, no longer doing the Masters Golf Tournament. That is a voice. Gonna miss that. Prepare to play one of America's fastest growing game sensations. Jimmy, go ahead and tell everybody what this thing is. Which clip does Jimmy like better? That's what we're calling it now. Very popular. Oh, this is a perennial favorite here at Wretched Radio. Jimmy, I have two clips. You'll determine which one you like the best. Are you prepared for your most earnest responsibility to act as the federal head representing tens and tens of people?
I am.
Clip number one, Talk TV. A woman named Julia Hartley Brewer is going to bring on an individual who is transgender. Out of the gate, it goes sideways. Real fast. Got to listen carefully because the sound is just a touch muddled just in the beginning. And she, the host, is going to introduce her, and that's where the problems began.
My next guest, who is Shivani Dave. She is a journalist and a presenter at Virgin Radio, just down the corridor. Good afternoon to you, Shivani.
Good afternoon, Julia. Thanks. You know my pronouns are they, them. How are you doing?
All righty then, a pronoun correction right out of the gate. Hey, I'm not a she, I'm a they, them, and the host... not willing to play the pronoun game.
Yeah. Thank you for telling me your pronouns. I use correct grammar. So the only thing I would need to refer you to is to your face would be you. But
you know what? That's correct. I'm making a prediction right now. I am not a prophet, but I'm just telling you, they're going to change the definition of pronoun. They're going to rewrite it. That's what we do with mental illness in the DSM. Oh, we called that a mental illness, but the society likes it now, so we'll change it. That's no longer a disorder. And by the way, speaking of disorders, have you heard of transableism? This is the malady that affects some people. They do not believe that they should have a particular body part. This has been a part of the whole trans conversation. If somebody can say, I don't think I'm a boy, and you can have body parts lopped off, then it's okay for you to be amputated if you don't think that you should have a foot. Well, guess what? Quebec, according to the National Review, an individual with body identity integrity disorder, that would be your BID, he went to a doctor in Quebec who amputated two healthy fingers. Here's what the National Post story said. The fact that there were only two fingers involved in the Quebec case, as opposed to a complete limb, made the decision to proceed easier for the medical team. All righty then. Why did this doctor, I presume he swore a Hippocratic oath, cut off two healthy fingers? Well, the guy said that he was going to do it himself. And if I didn't do it, he'd cut off his fingers with a butter knife. And they wouldn't look pretty. And just think how the world would perceive him with such raw stubs. So he did it for him with a sharp scalpel. For the patient, amputation proved to be a highly satisfying curative treatment. He's now living a life free from distressing preoccupations about his fingers. I am so hoping that this turns out to be a spoof. I am really hoping for that. The amputation enabled him to live in alignment with his perceived identity. There it is. It's transableism. Julia Hartley Brewer, not willing to play the pronoun game. But we can play it, but it won't be long. And they're going to change. Singulars are no longer, you can be a singular or a plural. They're going to change the book. Grammar rules, they change. Dictionaries get rewritten. And that's going to happen with pronouns. Mark my word.
I'm not being rude. You can choose your pronouns. You can choose what you want to call yourself, but you don't get to require me to use incorrect grammar and factually incorrect things. You're not a plural. You're a one person, and you're a female person. So I will use she and her. Thank you very much.
That's going to change. I'm telling you, to accommodate this mental illness, we will now make a new rule. that pronouns, there's going to be some sort of imprimatur put on this, that genders in pronouns, you know, some languages actually do have three: masculine, feminine, neuter. That would be your Latin, but not in English. But we'll get rid of all of that. There's no point in that, because that way we can accommodate people who need help.
Do what you like, I guess.
Well, there you are. You didn't need to tell me then, did you?
Maybe I'm just making sure people know in case they're watching and they want to refer to me respectfully.
Blessing! See, you were. She didn't call her disrespectful. Well, not with the front of her hand. That was kind of backhanded.
Is it disrespectful for me to use correct factual grammar?
It's not incorrect or unfactual grammar to use singular they, them pronouns for an individual.
This is insanity. This is, hey, that right there, the thing with the tail that's barking, that's a cat. But it's a dog. It's not wrong to call it a cat.
But we're here to talk about the cast review.
Yeah, but you chose to bring it up.
You chose to use the incorrect pronouns for me.
I chose to use the correct pronouns for a single woman who is appearing on my show.
I'm not a single woman, though. I'm a very special non-binary trans person, as you just pointed out.
I didn't just point that out. I introduced you as a journalist and a Virgin Radio presenter.
I'm sorry. Both, I will give them both props. They both stayed pleasant, both the host and the guest. They were polite all the way through.
No, just before I came on, you were talking about how people with all these labels like to be special. And I'm just making sure that everyone knows I'm special.
Okay, I'm not special. I'm just a boring old heterosexual married woman. But, you know, sorry about that. I'm not allowed to do that anymore. In fact, that probably does make me special.
Yeah,
now.
It will soon.
Anyway, Shivani, we're colleagues. And I obviously want to treat respect. But again, for me, respect works both ways. And that also requires people on both sides to be respectful of people's willingness to not want to tell lies or to be dishonest to themselves. So we'll have to respect each other's views on this.
That's clip number one, Jimmy. Are you prepared for clip number two? That was pretty good.
That was.
And then they went on to talk about a report that is from the Netherlands that is saying, according to the headline from the Christian Post, gender centeredness commonly fades after adolescence. A big study. Those people who feel confused, it tends to just go away. At least that woman guessed that, can I call her woman, was willing to talk about that. Let me introduce you now to clip number two. This is Nicolas Ferreira. Hope I'm saying this right. He's a Brazilian, very young fellow, 27 years old, elected in 2022. He's a whippersnapper of the Liberty Party. It's the conservative party in Brazil. And this was, I believe this was at the United Nations he was speaking. And wow, he kind of let him have it.
I was born in a poor neighborhood in my city, Belo Horizonte, Brazil. I'm married, I'm Christian, and we are expecting a daughter.
Yay.
Aurora, who will be born in 3 months. I became the most voted federal congressman in Brazil. And I'm here to warn you about what's happening in my country.
Huh?
I apologize if I make any mistakes in my speech. I'm still learning English. The left returned to power in the presidencies of Brazil this year, but it has had the power of universities, media, and culture for decades. America is like a body, and its health, it's a tripod: patriotism, morality, and spirituality. If someone undermines these three areas, America will collapse from within.
Wow.
Stalin said this. They have known the secret for a long time and use all possible means to achieve their goal, the destruction of the family. But you may wonder, wouldn't that be too radical of an idea? Does anyone really want to do this? And after all, how would they do that? First, they destroy the sense of reality. There is no longer right and wrong, good or bad. Everything is relative. When they say that, why then say that men exist? Women, aren't they concrete concepts? Therefore, they must be abolished. Then they move on stage number two, the destruction of identity. Mm. If you are nothing, then everything can be everything. Therefore, they will destroy your identity as a person. Young people no longer know what or who they are. They are carried away by any wind of doctrine and cling to what is fashionable.
Oh, man, I could keep listening to that whippersnapper. Jimmy, that was clip number two. It's time now for the moment of truth. Which clip did you like better?
Well, I liked them both, but which clip I liked better was number one.
Yeah, just
it just hits you a little bit differently.
But this kid was right.
Yeah.
The tripod that Stalin said, we topple one of those legs, the whole thing comes crumbling down, which, hey, that reminds me of our bold new initiative to try to be a light in the darkness. We are introducing 8 new voices. No kidding. And we sure could use your support. Encourage you to please consider learning more and potentially financially supporting us so that we can just be louder. Wretched.org. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.